Hello, my name is Ulrika Jonsson and I am a rehabilitation physician working with adults with cerebral palsy in Göteborg, Sweden. Today I will be presenting some of the key points of our recent study, changes in walking ability, intellectual disability and epilepsy in adults with cerebral palsy over 50 years, a population-based follow-up study. This article will be published in the July 2021 issue of the Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology. Cerebral palsy, or CP, is a lifelong motor disorder caused by an early brain injury and can be classified into three subtypes: spastic, dyskinetic, or ataxic. Associated impairments include, for example, epilepsy and intellectual disability. CP has long been considered a childhood condition, and both research and specialized healthcare has been focused on children with CP. The aim of our study was to determine if and how walking ability and presence of intellectual disability and epilepsy change from childhood to adulthood in individuals with CP. The CP Register of Western Sweden was started in the 1950s and has continuously registered all Sweden-born children with CP in the area. The register contains data on walking ability, the presence of intellectual disability or epilepsy in childhood. Our study focuses on the oldest birth cohorts in the register. 142 adults aged 37 to 58 years old of all CP subtypes and all levels of severity participated. This figure shows how walking ability changed over 50 years from childhood to adulthood. Walking ability was classified into three levels: walking without aids, walking with aids, and wheelchair ambulation. The proportion of participants walking without aids had decreased from 71% to 62%, and those using wheelchair ambulation had increased from 18% to 25%. The top two bars show the change in the whole group, and the bars below show how the change in walking ability was related to CP subtype. 45% of participants with dyskinetic CP showed a decline in walking ability, but only 8% of participants with unilateral spastic CP. On the individual level, both decline and improvement was noted. To the left, we have walking ability in childhood, and to the right, we have walking ability in adulthood. In 22 of the 117 participants who could walk with or without aids in childhood, walking ability had declined. But in 4 participants, walking ability had improved. The number of participants with intellectual disability had increased from 23 to 31. Intellectual disability does not develop in adulthood, but in some children, the intellectual development does not continue as expected. And also, a mild intellectual disability does not always become apparent until later school years. Consequently, testing only in early childhood might underestimate the presence of intellectual disability in adults. The number of participants with epilepsy had increased from 13 to 26. However, almost half of the participants who had epilepsy in childhood had discontinued their medication and were seizure-free, indicating that at least some of the adults with CP who are seizure-free on medication could benefit from an attempt to taper their medication. So, in conclusion, changes in impairments in individuals with CP are related to CP subtype. Walking ability may deteriorate or improve. Intellectual disability may not always be detected in early childhood assessments. And epilepsy may develop after childhood or be outgrown. The take-home message from this study is that the presence of impairments change from childhood to adulthood in people with CP. And because of this, lifelong access to specialized healthcare is warranted for re-evaluation of treatments and assistance. For more information, please read the full article. It's published open access at the Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology website. And if you have any further questions or comments, please send me an email. Thank you for listening.